This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News and Respiratory Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Paul O'Brien, Managing Director of Air Physio. Air Physio is a manufacturer and distributor of oscillating positive expiratory pressure devices for mucus, clearance, and lung expansion devices. The device is designed to help people with respiratory conditions like asthma, COPD, cystic fibrosis, bronchiectasis, just to name a few. Mr. O'Brien, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks for inviting me.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, Mr. O'Brien, what are some of the respiratory conditions with similar issues?
Basically, it's asthma, COPD, which includes emphysema, chronic bronchitis, cystic fibrosis, and as you mentioned, also bronchiectasis. These are some of the forms of, they actually have obstruction, which is usually mucus created, which gives a feeling of breathlessness, makes it harder to breathe, makes people feel tight in the chest, and can also make it hard or near impossible to actually try and breathe out normally. And some of these people really struggle a lot just to take a breath.
And what would you say is a basic description of each condition, and how do they differentiate between each other?
Well, I mean, the asthma is actually what they call a hypersensitivity. So it's actually where the airways get inflamed by triggers related to things like pollen, pollution, smoke, or anything like that. This causes the airways to inflame, which, of course, makes the airway walls tighten up, makes it harder to breathe, and actually causes an excess creation of mucus in the airways. Cystic fibrosis is actually a genetic disorder, which causes the mucus to be stickier and dehydrated. And of course, that actually makes it harder for the actual airways to move it up and out so that you can actually breathe properly, creating an obstruction. Then COPD, so there's actually two types of it. One's emphysema, which is an issue in the actual air sacs. Usually when you smoke or with pollution, it creates carbon in the actual alveoli, which is the air sacs where they transfer CO2 and the oxygen into the bloodstream. And that gets damaged, and it can actually break down those sacs as well. And that can cause mucus as well. Chronic bronchitis is actually an issue related to the creation of excess mucus in the main airways called the bronchial tubes, hence the name bronchitis, and which, of course, causes an obstruction in breathing and is usually damaged due to the body's natural cleaning process. Bronchiectasis, though, is actually where the airway walls are actually damaged. One of the causes of this would be like tuberculosis, where it actually eats at the actual airway walls, creating a damaged airway and actually damaging the cilia itself there, which actually moves it up and out. So it creates chunks or ditches in the actual airway wall, which make it hard to breathe and move the mucus up.
From what you have seen, Mr. O'Brien, what is one of the biggest problems that one would suffer from?
Well, all these conditions have an obstruction issue related to the buildup of mucus in the airways. And this, of course, leads to blockages in the airways called mucus plugs, which, if not treated, can cause a feeling of the tightness in the chest, breathlessness, making it harder to breathe. And most of the time, due to the different reasons, which I mentioned before, unless this can actually get removed out of the actual airways, it creates that restriction so that when you're breathing in and out, you can't get as much air to the actual alveoli to actually be able to have the gas exchange of CO2 and oxygen, which is essential to the body.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Paul O'Brien, Managing Director of Air Physio, a manufacturer and distributor of oscillating positive expiratory pressure devices for mucus clearance and lung expansion devices, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Respiratory Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So basically, how does current medication treat these conditions?
Put it simply, asthma medication usually revolves around the reduction of the inflammation in the airways. It reduces the cells. Basically, what happens is it reduces these cells from actually triggering inflammation, which then, of course, creates mucus. While the other respiratory conditions, they normally revolve around the hydrating or breaking down of the mucus on the actual airways of the walls, making it thinner and easier for the lungs to clean naturally as part of that process.
Also, what is the body's natural lung cleaning process? This would help us to understand how the device actually works.
There's something that a lot of people don't fully understand out there. Basically, what we have is in the bronchial tubes, which is the main section of the actual airways itself, we actually have hairs on the actual airway walls called cilia. Now, the whole purpose of these cilia is to actually move the mucus that gets created up and out of the airways to the actual throat so we can actually cough out naturally. These are similar, same thing that we have in our nose. So it has a combination of mucus and hair. To the mucus goes and sits on top of the actual hairs, and they beat backwards and forwards rhythmically. And this actually moves that actual mucus, which captures all the smoke, pollen, bacteria, etc., that goes into our lungs, out so that we can actually clean our lungs through that actual process itself.
Now, Mr. O'Brien, let's say that I'm taking medication for these issues. Why would I need anything else?
The medication can only do so much. The problem is that although they assist to make the process easier, sometimes the body's natural cleaning method needs further medical mechanical assistance to help to get the mucus mobilized and cleared out. This is where an OPEP device or oscillating positive expiratory pressure device like Air Physio comes into place.
Certainly makes sense, and that certainly is good news as well. In conclusion, what is Air Physio and how does this help someone with a respiratory condition?
Well, Air Physio is actually a natural mucus clearance and lung expansion device. It uses a process called oscillating positive expiratory pressure. This is a process which actually helps to expand the lungs by creating a positive pressure. So when you actually blow into the device, it actually puts a positive pressure in the actual lungs and the airways, helping to inflate them like a balloon. Now, when this actual air gets removed out of or released from the actual lungs and through the device, it creates a minus suction, and that helps to pull the mucus up the airways with it, assisting this mucus process. And in some cases, it helps to start the process going if it has been halted due to too much mucus stuck in the airways, or in the case of bronchiectasis, if there's a big plug just sitting there in it like a trench, it actually helps to suck that and actually get it to the next stage so it can actually be moved out normally. Although the devices can be used by themselves, we actually have studies which show the benefits of using Air Physio with medication to assist in improving what they call deposition in the medical terminology. It's actually the effectiveness and the distribution of the device with medication. So in summary, Air Physio helps to open up and expand the airways to the lungs while assisting in mucus clearance process. And helps improve the effectiveness of medication for respiratory conditions like asthma, COPD, cystic fibrosis, and bronchiectasis. And what it does in terms of helping the medication is if they make it thinner, the device actually then just helps to get it moving a little bit quicker and help that process there in terms of the clearance.
Well, certainly has been informative and really is good to know that there is a device out there to help with these respiratory conditions that we've talked about today. Before you go, tell our listeners where we can get more information on Air Physio and how could one also be in touch.
Air Physio has actually got a website, airphysio.com. You can purchase these all around the world, and we can actually ship them to you at any stage. We've actually currently setting up our supplies in a number of countries right now to distribute the product there throughout globally itself.
Mr. O'Brien, it has been our pleasure to have had you today. Continued success, and thanks for what you're doing in this space. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Paul O'Brien, Managing Director of Air Physio, a manufacturer and distributor of oscillating positive expiratory pressure devices for mucus clearance and lung expansion devices. And for more information, simply visit airphysio.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and respiratory channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.